Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 15th of March. I am Paul White. I want to welcome you today to the 11th chapter and the 12th verse of Zechariah. This is probably 4 days now, 3 or 4 days now that we've been in this verse. I don't know, I lose track. I know coming in that we warned you there'd be a big slowdown in the 11th chapter and a real slowdown in the 12th verse. And I promise I'm not just dragging it out or just trying to find other angles. I just think there's a lot of stuff here that really should take our attention for a few days. I think I could be on this whole 30 pieces of silver as a payment to break the covenant. I could stay here because for me, this is the answer. This 10th, 11th, and 12th verse, when fulfilled in Matthew 26, and then at the cross, this is the answer to, are we under the old covenant or not? And Paul gives you all of these great theological points in the New Testament about how we're not under the new covenant and why we're not, or old covenant, I mean, and why we're not under the old covenant and who was and why they were and what happened when they were in it. And then Hebrews gives you the whole Jesus is better than everything else and the old is passing away. And I think that was a statement that was eschatologically bound within that generation. And when the temple came down and with it subsequently, Judaism as they knew it, and by that I mean a sacrificial religion, there's still Judaism on the planet, but there's not temple sacrificial Judaism. There hasn't been since 70 AD, almost 2,000 years. And I think this is the passage that gives you a real clue as to what's going on. I told you yesterday we were going to find someone standing in the shadows. Some of you have probably heard us talk about this, and we did a series of sermons a few years ago called Alpha and Omega, and I dealt with the Jesus as the Alpha and the Omega, and then walked through some of the Old Testament passages in which maybe he appears. And let me explain what I mean by that. In the book of Revelation, Jesus is introduced as the Alpha and the Omega. Now, what that literally means is Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. To say someone is the Alpha and the Omega would be like us saying, this guy is the A and the Z. And that wouldn't make any sense, but it would metaphorically, because you would realize that what we're saying is, this guy's the beginning and the end. Hebrews says it differently, says it the same but differently. Hebrews says he's the author and finisher of our faith, or as you could say, he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. Revelation completes that thought with, he's the first and the last, he's the beginning and the end. What does all that mean? Well, I think it means that he is all in all. He is everything everywhere. And that's a very elementary way to say that, I know. But if that's Greek, and the New Testament's written in Greek, so when it calls him the Alpha and the Omega, it would have been he's the first and the last. He's the first letter and the last letter. In Hebrew, you would say he's the Aleph and the Tev. Aleph being the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Tev being the last letter. Now, I just told you yesterday that I don't like to wrap myself too deeply in a hermeneutic in which you're trying to, build too much off numerology or whatever. And I run the risk today of turning right around the next podcast and doing that very thing. So what I want to do is just lay this out there and let you do with it as you will, because that's the beauty of Bible study. It's not to walk away from every study session going, I nailed it. I got something new today that's going to change my life. Some Bible study sessions, you walk away and say, I'm going to ask a few questions. I don't think I've got all the information. And even if I do have all the information, and by Bible study, actually, I should say by study, because you're talking about reading commentators and Bible, other Bibles or reference Bibles. So you're going to walk away and go, so-and-so thinks that. I don't know about that. And that's okay. That's the way you ought to study. You walk away from your study with a bunch of ideas, not necessarily a bunch of answers. And, well, they're all answers, but they're not all correct. I saw recently where someone kind of mocked Q&A. They said, who are you to think you have answers? Shouldn't it be Q&R, questions and responses? Okay. They're answers. They're not the final answer, and they're not all the correct answer. I think we're getting a little hung up on terminology sometimes, trying to come up with something clever. There are several instances in the Hebrew translation of the Old Testament in which, for no apparent reason, the letters Aleph and Tev are sitting by themselves within the text. That's the first and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, it could indicate a praise mark. It could indicate something we've lost in translation. It could also be a prophetic drop-in of the first and the last, because just as the Alpha and the Omega is the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet, Aleph Tev is the first and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. They appear at several spots in the Old Testament. I want to focus on this one, because there's one in Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, and right there after not, in the original Hebrew, the earliest Hebrew text we have is the Hebrew mark Aleph Tev. And why does it sit in that moment? Let's assume for a moment that it's prophetic about someone standing in the shadows, that it is prophetic about Jesus. We can assume it because it works. Let's read it. As if Aleph Tev is the Alpha and the Omega, it is Jesus standing in the shadows. And then it would read like this. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages. And if not, Alpha Omega, refrain. Because what's the refrain? Who's refraining? And if not, refrain. I think it might be prophetic about, if you want me to break my covenant, give me my wages. If not, I'll refrain from breaking the covenant. I'll refrain from doing this if you want to remain in this longer. Aleph Tev, Alpha Omega, refrain. Of course, they weigh out 30 pieces of silver, and there is no restraint, and we move on from there. What is the value of that? I don't know. I don't know that there is true value, but it might be of interest. And personally, I've studied the Bible, well, really my entire life. I like things of interest, even if they don't end up being things of value. Because I've also found, and this is why I'm an avid reader, is that you don't always know when things that were merely things of interest become things of value. And so you store away what you can. So maybe that's how we handle this. Tomorrow, we're going to go into 13, where the Lord says, throw it to the potter. And we see this happen in vivid detail in the New Testament, and we'll start to make that connection. And we'll do that together tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.